Greetings, Flag Ranch members and friends. It's Monday and the beginning of the work week. I'm so glad that you could join me and welcome back. We were given a very nice day to come out and praise and worship the Lord together yesterday, and many of you took advantage of that opportunity. While it looked like a snowy weather forecast could interfere with our ability to meet, and while some did experience some frozen car doors Sunday morning, the snow didn't come and some warm water opened the doors, which allowed us to have a wonderful worship experience. I hope our senior members and friends are looking forward to their fellowship meal and trip to McAdenville this Saturday. The meal begins at 3:30. We hope all seniors will come for the meal, even if they decide not to go on the trip. Be sure to get the word around to all the seniors and offer to give them a ride and any assistance they may need to be able to participate in the senior outing. We were treated to a visual reminder and announcement about the real meaning of Christmas and our Christmas Day service. Hopefully, it will play the next two Sundays and everyone will have a chance to see it. It is also available for viewing at our website by clicking on the For Us Is Given banner. And now for a few final thoughts from yesterday's message, Faith in a Fallen World. The world we now live in has fallen far from the very good world God originally made. Death, disease, evil, perversions, and many other things plague the once very good world and affect us all. None can escape the consequences of living in a fallen world, which has made many people to become resigned to evil as the way of life and death. The overwhelming effects of a fallen world has caused them to see little or no value or hope in resisting evil and living their life devoted to good and God. But we must have faith and help them to have faith in the promise of the Lord to return for us and not allow us to perish in this fallen world. And while the pains and disappointments we will experience as a result of the world's and our fallen condition may at times seem like more than we can bear, we have His word that He will not allow that to happen. He will not put on us more than we are able to bear. So let's continue to have faith that we will escape from this fallen cesspool of a world we must live in for now, and keep our heads up because our redemption, salvation, and deliverance will come. We can have faith in this because we have the Lord's word on it. Well, I hope you all have a blessed week and that something good, expected or unexpected, happens to you and the ones you love. Until we meet again, blessings and peace.